Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
We should be world changers like they were in the book of Acts. Amen? And you don't do that without the power of the Holy Spirit operating in your life. In Acts chapter 10, you know the story. Cornelius is praying. We're going to pick it up here in verse 3. And it says, "And about the ninth hour of the day, saw clear in the vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? So he said to him, Your prayers and your alms." Notice that, your prayers and your actions. Not just your prayers, but your actions, your alms, your good deeds, your giving has come up before the Lord as a memorial before the Lord. Hallelujah. In other words, God was hearing his prayers and seeing his actions. He saw the intent of his heart. This man was sincerely seeking more for God. Amen. He wanted more of God. I know there's got to be more of God. I'll tell you what I'm needing to see in the body of Christ, starting right here and across this country, is a greater hunger for more of God in our lives. We need to get so hungry for God that we begin to cry out to him and we begin to surrender ourselves and seek him and want to feel his presence and want to walk in his presence and experience his presence in our life. That's what Cornelius is doing. And God sees the hunger and sees his actions and sees the desire. And so God sends an angel down to him. Now listen to what the angel tells him. Verse 5. "Now send men to Joppa and send for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." Now listen to this part. Here's what I want you to get. "He will tell you what you must do." In other words, God is saying, if you want to have more of me, you're going to have to do some things. Amen? And you're going to have to get somebody in here that's anointed to preach to you and tell you what you must do. Not what you can choose to do. Not what parts of it you can take and what parts you don't take. He's going to come and tell you what you must do. How many of you must do means you have to do it? Amen? In other words, if you want to experience more of me, this is a must in your life. Hallelujah. And so he does it. He sends a group over. Peter, of course, you know, he's on the housetop praying, falls into a trance. God shows him the sheet let down, and he says, "Kill and eat." And he says, "Not so, Lord. I've never eaten anything unclean or common." He says, "What the Lord's cleansed, don't call common anymore." In other words, he was showing Peter. Why? Because Peter's a Jew, and he's been raised up in the Jewish law, and Gentiles are not supposed to be a part of this thing. And so the Lord's going to have to open up Peter's heart and show him that the gospel isn't just for a certain group. It's for all groups. Hallelujah. And so Peter saw that vision and they asked for him, and doubting in himself. In other words, Peter's thinking, "My God, can this be true? Gentiles actually going to get saved? My, my, my. Jesus, you'd actually save that person?" Amen. That's why God has to move in our lives sometimes. We see somebody and they're a mess, and we go, "God." You know, if they come forward and get saved, if we don't watch out, we go, "It won't last." And we condemn them before they ever have a chance. Or somebody comes in, they're struggling, they leave, and we go, "Well, that just serves them right. I knew they wouldn't get it." That's kind of Peter's attitude here until the Lord shows him. He's thinking, you know, there's only a certain group that God wants to save. But all of a sudden, the Lord says, "No, I want to save them all. And I want you to go with these people not doubting anything. I don't want you to let your mind play anything in this. I don't want you to try to reason it out. I want you to try to think it out. I want you to try to figure it out. Just go with them doubting nothing." Hallelujah. Isn't that good? In other words, you know what the Lord's saying to Peter? You be led by the Spirit of God, not your flesh, not your mentality, not what your social status is or what's going on around you. You just go do what I'm telling you to do and watch me do something. Hallelujah. And folks, I'm going to tell you, now we're living in, we're going to have to quit looking at certain things and saying it'll never happen. We can't call cities, churches, burnout churches. Christians have missed their chance, missed their mark. No, we've got to just get rid of that kind of thinking and think, glory to God. When the Holy Ghost begins to move, he even makes dead trees bring forth life. Amen? Hallelujah. He'll cause your branch, your stick to bear some olives. Amen? And so we begin to see the Lord preparing Peter for this moment. So Peter goes and he begins to preach. And it's amazing. One of the very first things that he says over when he gets over, he says, you know, I'm realizing that God's not a respecter of persons anywhere. But we're not going to pick up his whole message. I just want to pick it up down here in about verse 42. You know, he's preached to them about Jesus Christ. He's preached about how the Lord anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. He's preached to them that he was raised from the dead. And then he gets down here in verse 42 and he says, and he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. That is, he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Now listen, to him all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Hallelujah. Your sins are going to get blotted out if you believe on the name of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, while Peter was still speaking these words, in other words, that's all they needed to hear. Are you hearing me? Cornelius is wanting more God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And Peter's preaching that if you believe on the name of Jesus, your sins will be remitted, not just forgiven, wiped out, cleansed, blotted out, no longer remembered, gone. You'll become a new creation in Christ. Old things will pass away. You'll become a child of God. And he's preaching that word. And when Cornelius heard, he said, that's what I need, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the acts on it, what's Peter doing? Peter realizes these guys aren't saved. They're good folks. They're religious. They pray. They give alms. But they can't get the Holy Ghost until they get Jesus. I got to give them God's gift to the sinner before God can give the gift to them as a believer. I got to make them children before they can get that gift. And so he preaches Jesus to them. And while Peter was still speaking, look what happens. These words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Who did the Holy Spirit fall on? Those who heard the word. Do you know you could be in a church and sit there and not hear the word and the Holy Ghost would fall all around you? Amen. He didn't just fall on everybody. He fell on all who heard the word. What are you hearing? Are you hearing what is being preached, that Jesus loves you, that he came to save you, that he came to prepare you to receive the Holy Ghost so you could do his works and walk with him and talk with him and be passionate about him? Are you hearing what the word says God wants to do in your life? Because if you're hearing it, you're opening yourself up to be a candidate for the Holy Ghost to fall upon. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I want the Spirit of God to come on me. Amen. And I want him to rest on me. Isaiah 11 says that the Spirit of God will come on me and rest upon me. Amen. I want the Spirit of God there. But the Holy Ghost fell on all those who heard the word. And those who of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter. Why? Because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. How did they know they got the Holy Ghost? For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Hallelujah. Look at that. These people got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost almost instantaneously. Hallelujah. That sure cuts off the old teaching of you got to tarry to get filled, doesn't it? Amen. No, you got to hear to get filled. You got to hear and make Jesus Lord. And the moment you make Jesus Lord, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. And when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, look what happened. They begin to speak with other tongues and magnify God. You know what the Holy Ghost does when he comes into your life? He magnifies God. You know what it means to magnify God? It makes God more real and bigger in your life. Amen. I was thinking about magnify God. And the Lord said, son, have you ever taken something real small and somebody's just talking about how wonderful it is? And you look at it and you just look at it and say, oh, yeah, that's nice. But then they bring a big old magnifying glass over and put it under that magnifying glass. And you said, just like a diamond. You know, you ever been in? These guys show, they'll pull out a little diamond. They'll look at it and say, oh, this thing is so beautiful. It's letting you look at it and go, well, that's nice, yeah. Then what do? They bring it over and put it under that magnifying glass. And all of a sudden you see, ooh, yeah. Don't let my wife see that at all. Hallelujah. Now, that diamond didn't get any better, and it didn't get any bigger, and didn't get any more expensive, but it became bigger and more expensive and better to you because you had a revelation of just how glorious it looked. What's the Holy Spirit do? He comes to, he can't make God any greater, any more magnificent, any more wonderful than he is, but he can let you see how magnificent and wonderful and glorious he is, and make him bigger in your life than he's ever been, and make him so great that you want to get up in the mornings and praise him, and that you want to pray in tongues and worship him, and that you want to speak his word, and you want people to know that Jesus is your Lord, and you want to live for God, and you get up every day saying, Lord, thank you for another day to live for you. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it and be glad. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Spirit comes to make Jesus big in your life and help you to magnify him in your life. Then, of course, Peter went along with them and got him baptized in water. Hallelujah. And followed the whole thing. So Peter does the same thing here in Acts 10 with these Gentiles that the Apostle Paul did up there in Ephesus. Hallelujah. Now, why would you say that? Because I believe these will relate to us where we're at today. Amen. A lot of people today, a lot of people are religious today. And they're wanting more. Well, I'm going to tell you what, we're going to have to go show them what they must do to get more. Amen. Notice that the angel didn't say, just go down the street here and get so-and-so. No, he said, go over here and get Peter. Why? Because he knew Peter would be anointed and would listen to God and do what God told him to do. You know who God's wanting to use to reach out to the religious folks? Those who are hungry for God and don't know how to get more of him. He wants people who will listen to God, not judge those people, not put them down, not think that they can't get anything, not think that it's too late, not listen to the news and see how bad it is. But there'll be people who will go in, lock in, find out where these people are, and begin to relate the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, begin to love them right where they're at, and begin to not condemn them or put them down, but begin to lift them up and raise them up to God and let them know that the Lord loves them. Hallelujah. That's exactly what the Apostle Paul did over in Ephesus, and that's exactly what the Apostle Peter did right here with Cornelius. He went in and located these people, found out where they were, and loved them right into the walk of God. And church, I want to tell you, to do that, we need the power of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives. Amen? And there are things that we need to do. We need to walk with God. And so we must do the things of God and be filled with the Spirit of God. And look real quickly over to John's Gospel again, the 14th chapter. Just want to bring this out real quickly. And then I want to give you 12 things that the Lord showed me, 12 reasons why you need the Holy Spirit. Amen? Could have brought up some more, but I just felt like that was enough. The Lord said, just stop it right here. Amen. After I wrote the list, I got to think, well, how about this? He said, that's a good one too, but just do these. Hallelujah. Amen. What did he say in John chapter 14, verse 15? If you love me, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, do what I'm telling you to do. If you love me, put my word first in your life. See, folks, that's how we know whether we love God or not, if we're keeping his commandments. And you know, John says over in 1 John chapter 5, he said, and this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous or burdensome. Amen. It's not a burden to keep God's commandments. The word will set you free. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 8? He said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. Hallelujah.
Today's message is from Pastor Huffman's new series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. You can receive your own copy of this series on CD for $15 by sending your check or money order to Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. To use your credit card, call 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423, and ask for the series, The Power of the Holy Spirit. This series and many other ministry resources are available online at darylhuffman.org. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.